Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Key Components of BI. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Business Intelligence in the Business Intelligence for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore key topics such as an overview of data sources, understanding data warehousing, and an introduction to data mining and analytics. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and explain the fundamental components that comprise business intelligence systems. Main content overview of data sources in the realm of business intelligence, BI. Data sources are the foundational elements that provide the information necessary for analysis. Data can come from various origins, including internal systems, external databases, and even real-time data streams. Internal data sources. These are data generated within your organization. They can include sales records, customer databases, and operational metrics. For example, if your company is tracking customer purchases, the sales data collected from your e-commerce platform would be a crucial internal data source. External data sources. These are data that originate outside the organization. They can include market research data, social media insights, and public databases. For instance, you might analyze trends from social media platforms to gauge customer sentiment regarding your products. Real-time data streams. With the advancement of technology, businesses now have access to real-time data, which can be instrumental for timely decision-making. Imagine your company uses IoT devices to track inventory levels. The data generated can be analyzed instantly to optimize stock levels. Understanding the various data sources helps you gather relevant information for analysis, ensuring that your BI initiatives are grounded in comprehensive insights. Understanding data warehousing. Data warehousing is an essential component of BI that involves the storage and management of data from multiple sources. It acts as a centralized repository where data is collected, organized, and made accessible for analysis. A data warehouse is designed to handle large volumes of data efficiently, allowing for quick retrieval and analysis. The process of data warehousing typically involves the following steps: data extraction. Data is pulled from different sources, whether they be internal databases or external data streams. For instance, your e-commerce site may extract data from its sales records and customer feedback forms. Data transformation. Once extracted, data is cleaned and transformed into a consistent format. This ensures that data from different sources can be integrated seamlessly. For example, you might convert customer names from various formats into a standardized format. Data loading. The transformed data is then loaded into the data warehouse. It's structured in a way that facilitates efficient querying and reporting. Data access. Finally, business users can access the data to perform their analyses through various BI tools, creating reports or dashboards that provide insights into business performance. By utilizing a data warehouse, businesses can ensure that they have a single source of truth, which enhances the quality and accuracy of data-driven decisions. Introduction to data mining and analytics. Data mining and analytics are crucial for extracting meaningful insights from the data stored in your BI systems. While these terms are often used interchangeably, they refer to different aspects of working with data. Data mining. This process involves the discovery of patterns and relationships within large datasets. It employs techniques such as clustering, classification, and regression analysis. For example, a retail business can use data mining to identify customer purchasing patterns, leading to better targeted marketing campaigns. Analytics. This refers to the systematic computational analysis of data. Analytics aims to interpret and derive actionable insights from data. There are various types of analytics, including descriptive analytics. This type analyzes historical data to understand what has happened in the past. For instance, you might review sales data from the last quarter to identify trends. Predictive analytics. This uses historical data to make predictions about future outcomes. For example, a company could analyze past sales data to forecast future sales trends. Prescriptive analytics. This goes a step further by recommending actions based on the analysis. For instance, if data shows a decline in sales for a product, prescriptive analytics might suggest promotional strategies to boost sales. By leveraging data mining and analytics, businesses can transform raw data into insights that drive strategic decisions and enhance overall performance. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've explored the key components of business intelligence, including the overview of data sources, understanding data warehousing, and an introduction to data mining and analytics. These components are essential for any organization aiming to harness the power of data for informed decision-making. By grasping these concepts, you are better equipped to implement BI solutions that improve business outcomes. Reflection questions: how can identifying different data sources improve the effectiveness of your BI initiatives? In what ways can data warehousing enhance the quality of data analysis in your organization? How can you apply data mining techniques to uncover insights relevant to your business operations?